There are two non-commercial movies showing tonight. At 7, Food Incorporated, about the less satisfactory aspect of American's food system, is showing in the Orpheum. And at 7:30, the Murdoch Theater in the Old 20th Century Club at 536 North Broadway is showing Let the Right One In, a Swedish horror movie remade as Let Me In, but this is a Swedish original with English subtitles. Then tomorrow, the Laurel and Hardy Fan Club has a show about bullfighting, with Laurel and Hardy in The Bullfighters and a couple of shorts with Stan Laurel and the Three Stooges making fun of the Rudolph Valentino and Tyrone Power versions of Blood and Sand at 6:30. In Calvary Methodist Church, 2525 North Broadway. And on Saturday and Sunday, the Murdoch is showing the Metropolitan Opera production of Wagner's Die Walküre live at 11 a.m. Saturday, because Die Walküre is 5 hours and some long, and Sunday at 1:30 so people can go to church. And commercially, we have a superior example of a genre I don't care for, the comic book special effects 3D spectacular Thor. I avoided the 3D version, as I usually try to do, so I can't say anything about the 3D except that it looks as if director Kenneth Branagh tried to avoid throwing things at the screen any more than was essential. But Thor includes the element you expect in these Conan the Barbarian by way of Flash Gordon comic book epics, all a little better done than I'd expected. There's the customary illogical combination of tasers and lasers and swords and, of course, Thor's mighty hammer, this time playing the sword in the stone out of King Arthur. There's a dragon and a robot and an alien planet, although in this case the story about the alien planet actually intermingles with the earthly story and has a real interest of its own in the story of King Anthony Hopkins and his dysfunctional family, with hero Chris Hemsworth as the emotional and bratty rebellious son who really does have to learn how to behave himself, and his brainy, apparently dutiful but actually treacherous brother who has to be revealed and then defeated as a villain. But at least he doesn't look like a human cinder with red eyes like the people on the other end of the Rainbow Bridge. There are the usual hand-to-hand battles composed mostly of blurry flash cuts and pans, the usual splendid palaces in land so rocky the only crop must be moss and lichens, the usual elements of magic but no real supernatural, and the usual beautiful girl scientist in Natalie Portman who managed to make more of such a part than you might think possible. None of this is my kind of entertainment, but I was never bored and everything seemed to hang together and make sense. Thor is something I had been hoping to avoid, but I'm just as glad I didn't, though I do not plan to catch the sequel it is obviously set up for. Jim Erickson, over and out.